And they had a double pack. This is a happy one. Went to the valley, Lord, I didn't go to stay. Good Lord, my soul got happy and I stayed all day because the Lord is gonna take me in his arms and gonna bear me safely home. God told Noah about the rainbow sign. He said, now no more water, but fine next time, because the Lord is gonna take me in his arms and gonna bear me safely home. See, that's where our rock and roll, that's where Elvis Presley came from. Yeah, that old, that beat, blues in it too, you see. I've sung in the Negro church with them.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah.
I see.
I sang a Negro quartet, little Negro, Negro boys. I've tried to look them up. They all scattered. All had nicknames, all of them. Mm-hmm. One was named Chicken, Baby Ray. Mm-hmm. Did you have Baby Ray when you grew up, the book that first grade?
Yes.
But I have sung in the church, and I sang some of these. They asked me to testify when old Addis, who was 90-something, died. And that was last winter. And my wife and I were the only white people in the church. This was an old church, old people in it. And they came down and asked if I'd testify, to get up and say something about Addis. So I told about Addis, and they asked me to sing. So I sang some of these songs.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. That's a very, very, very rich experience. And you have recorded these?
Yeah, I've recorded these. Mm-hmm. So they will not be lost. The young niggas now don't know what I was doing or anything. The middle-aged ones would know, basically, but they don't sing them anymore. Now, the old ones do. Mm-hmm. I could pick out three at the hospital who could sing with me. Mm-hmm. In fact, I have some of them.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and the same type now would go through this whole prayer section. I could start on any of these, and they all would know it.
They're
intermarried, you know, up and down through the prairie. They moved around through the prairie, visited. Mm-hmm. And so you have the same cultural heritage, basically, for the blacks and the whites. That's mm-hmm. interesting to know mm-hmm. In this prairie section. Black belt.
Marvelous culture, and it's a shame to lose it.
It's gone, though, really. It really has. You just don't find it anywhere. The countryside has changed completely. We had so many people, so many blacks, that the young whites loved to be in the quarter, you know, where they were, because they had a lot of fun. They played ball with you, you know, you played with them. They were completely integrated that way
mm-hmm.
and enjoyed them thoroughly. And they look me up now, the ones I grew up with. They'll come. Mm-hmm. They'll come from Chicago, Kansas City, mm-hmm. wherever, and they'll ride all the way over here to see me. Mm-hmm. They were some of my best friends.
What do they say about their lives now?
They say that it's nothing like home, you know. And they say that the money they make up there doesn't go anywhere, and they don't know why they're staying, but there really is nothing to come back to.
Mm-hmm.
The plantation way of life, of course, is gone. The labor of that type has vanished, and of course, they've outgrown that, really. The paternalistic approach is...
Mm-hmm.
The paternalism is gone, and it's the funniest thing to see them change before me. I went up before noon to see a Negro woman. She was being in her late 30s, who's going to have to go back for more surgery. She has an obstruction. And her sister was sitting there, who's older than she. And she's very formal, yes, and no, and so forth, you know, and I walked in. She found out who I was. The tone of voice changed completely, you know. Attitude, whole thing. They've always been marvelous students of human nature.
Mm-hmm.
They send out feelers. They know exactly how you tick, and if you're kind, if you're understanding, if you're patronizing. The people from the north, of course, come down, and they hate that worse than anyone. They feel like they're being patronized, forced to be equals. In other words, they'll do it their own way, you know.
Right.
Can't stand that. And of course, they are masters at hiding all of that.